SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. FAA is investigating a bizarre situation where audio-captured pilots making weird animal sounds on on-air traffic control emergency frequency. Bill Alexander reports.
Several pilots are under scrutiny after being heard making the animal noises over the channel near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Audio obtained from ATC.com and circulating online since April 12th appears to capture the pilots meowing and barking over the radio while communicating in the airspace around the airport. At one point in the recording, another voice on the frequency can be heard saying, "You guys need to be professional pilots." The FAA is reviewing the incident and reminded pilots that non-essential communication below 10,000 feet is prohibited. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The Artemis II astronauts reacting to their return to Earth. More from Ed Donahue.
Commander Reid Weissman says the crew is still trying to decompress.
It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through.
He says on the ride back to Earth, the heat shield held up. Pilot Victor Glover enjoyed the release of parachutes before splashdown.
If you dove off a skydiver, a skyscraper backwards, that's what it felt like.
Astronaut Christina Cook says she's not a person who likes attention, but realized this trip around the moon produced a lot.
We've done this together. We took your hearts with us, and your hearts lifted our hearts.
NASA is already working on Artemis III for next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. defending a 12% proposed cut to his department's budget and dodged arrows from a number of angry Democrats. He had kicked off an expected sprint of 7 hearings in Congress, and he plans to do that over the next 7 days. This is SRN News. Is America ready for, quote, AI Jesus? Here's Mark Harrington.
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes. And the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats in Congress introducing a resolution urging a reversal of the Trump administration's changes to a popular student loan forgiveness regimen. Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program cancels loans for qualified public service workers. That includes a number of teachers after they have made at least 10 years' worth of payments. This is SRN News. Stocks rebounding to reach record heights.
Stocks edged higher to another record on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Thursday. The Dow rose 115 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Solid profit reports from a handful of big companies helped drive the market higher. PepsiCo rose 2.3%. J.B. Hunt Transport Services climbed 6.3%. Crude oil prices rose. That's a sign markets are still uncertain about when the war with Iran will end. The price of Brent crude rose back above $99 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel when the war started. Seth Sutel, New York.
Well, the Labor Department says that applications for unemployment benefits fell last week by some 11,000. That down to 207,000 from the previous week's 218,000. More details at srnnews.com.